Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful, we call it the Power Line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon. And then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Good morning, everyone. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, we bless your name, Father. We glorify you, God. We magnify you. We lift you on high. God, you are awesome. You are so, so worthy to be praised. There is none like you. No, not one. And we bless your name this morning. We magnify you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We lift you on high. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We praise your name this morning. We give you glory, Father. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. Father, I just thank you for this glorious day that you've invited us into. I thank you, Father, that you neither sleep nor do you slumber, and you kept careful watch over each and every one of us as we slept last evening and invited us with your touch of love into this glorious day, a day that we've never seen before. I thank you, Father, that you use us mightily, that you use us effectively today in the earth. Father, you are so awesome. There is none like you, no, not one. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Father, be with us as we gather here this morning. Open our ears to hear, Father, what you have to say, and use us, Father, use us as effective living epistles, as your ambassadors in the earth to bring you glory, to compel many to come to the saving knowledge of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time that has been set aside. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Sister Tanya, and on behalf of Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford and the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, I'd like to welcome you this morning to the prayer call. Welcome, welcome, welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I won't be before you very long this morning, but I do have a message that the Lord has given to me to share with you. And it's not always about the length of time that a message is spoken, more about the content of what is spoken. And so I pray this morning that as we hear the word, that we are receptive. I include myself in this, that we are receptive and that we are not just hearers of his word, but we are doers of his word. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God, that we will operate as we hear with the speed of obedience, that as we hear his word, we will operate with the speed of obedience. Hallelujah. So February 14th has just passed, and it was Valentine's Day. February is known as the Love Month. It's also Black History Month. From February 1st, probably the end of January, February 1st, February is known as the Love Month as we build into Valentine's Day. According to a quick Google search that I did, the National Retail Federation estimates Americans will have spent, since Valentine's Day was just a couple of days ago, that Americans will have spent $25.8 billion this year to express love. That's just Americans, not all the other people across the globe, just Americans will have spent $25.8 billion. Valentine's Day spending peaked at $27.4 billion in the year 2020, all to express love. I was texting with a friend yesterday, and he shared he worked 13 hours on Valentine's Day making flower deliveries, which were sent all to express love. Do you remember this song? It was ringing in my ears. Do you remember this song? I wish I could sing. I make joyful noise unto the Lord. I wish I could sing, because if I could sing, I would sing it to you. Nonetheless, what the world needs now is love. Sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Many, many artists sang that song over the years. I haven't heard it in a long time, but it is a song that needs to be revised. Not revised, brought back. And sung and sung again. People from every nation, tribe, tongue have it in common. Love. Everyone is longing to be loved. It's inbred. It's innate. It's inborn, God-given, lifelong, and deeply felt. Would someone please love me is the unspoken cry from TV to movies, magazines to social media. We work constantly to get others to notice our worth and validate us with their attention. People will even give themselves to someone with hopes of receiving love in return. I often say looking for love in all the wrong places. But people rarely take their focus off of themselves so they can meet this need in others. Not God, though. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, and that's you and I, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God demonstrated his love in that he sent his only begotten Son because he loved us. I received a text message during Valentine's Day that said, love is not found on February 14th. Love is found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you, me, whomever, would believe in his precious Son Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. The blessed assurance, the guarantee to live out eternity in heaven, in paradise with God himself. 1 John 4, chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, reading from the Living Bible paraphrase says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into this wicked world to bring to us eternal life through his death. In this act, we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us when he sent his Son to satisfy God's anger, his anger against our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us, and his love within us grows ever stronger. Here's a prayer that we need to pray often, every day. Lord, teach us, teach me what real love is, and make us loving people. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the name of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it is the love chapter among other things. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 7, again, the Living Bible paraphrase says, love is very patient, not just patient, very patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. If you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. Lord, teach us what real love is and make us loving people. Here's an assignment for the remainder of the month, for the remainder of the year, for the remainder of our lives. Read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 to 7, and replace the word love with your name. Read those scriptures, those verses, and replace the word love with your name. Tanya is very kind. Tanya is very patient and kind. Use your name. Tanya is never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Tanya does not demand her own way. She is not irritable or touchy. She does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do her wrong. Tanya is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. When Tanya loves someone, She will be loyal to him no matter the cost. She will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand her ground in defending him. For the next month, in the next year, this year here, month after month, for the rest of our lives, Lord, teach us what real love is and make us loving people. Personalize, as my husband would say, you can personalize that scripture. Personalize those verses, those scriptures with your name and see what the Lord will do in and through you. Lord, teach us what real love is and make us loving people. Because love is very patient, let us be intentional concerning being slow to judge others and quick to listen. Let us thank God for helping us to be hesitant to criticize others and eager to encourage others, because we remember God's endless patience with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that he has been patient, so very patient with us? Because love is kind, let us be focused concerning our words being gentle and our actions being thoughtful. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the Living Bible paraphrase says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words cause quarrels. Proverbs the 15th chapter, verse 4, the Living Bible paraphrase also says, gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. Because love does not envy or boast, and it is not proud, let us have a heart that is humble and sees the good in others and appreciate all that we have and all that we are, as well as doing the same for others around us, because it's not about us. It really isn't about us. Because love is not rude or self-seeking, let us be disciplined to speak words that are easy on the ears and on the hearts of others. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, the Living Bible paraphrase says, some people like making cutting remarks, but the words of the wise soothe and heal. Our tongues, the words that come out of our mouth, should not cut people, should not injure people, but our words, the words of the wise, should soothe and heal. When you speak, do your words soothe another? Do your words heal another? Because love is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrong, let us be quick to forgive others as God has forgiven us. Remember that God's word says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 15 and 15, the Living Bible paraphrase, your heavenly Father God will forgive you if you forgive those who have sinned against you. But if you refuse to forgive them, he will not forgive you. Colossians chapter 4, verse 13, the Living Bible paraphrase says, be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. God, help us not to hold grudges against others, and help us to release any grudge we are holding right now so that we are able to reach out with loving hands to others. Because love does not delight in evil, but rejoices when the truth, when truth wins out, let us be consistent concerning standing up for what is right and good, because we know our Father is a God of justice, and he hates when injustice wins out. Let us help to defend the defenseless and help us to help the helpless. Because love always protects and always trusts, let us be sensitive to be a refuge for those around us, like God is to us. Psalms chapter 46, verse 1, the Living Bible paraphrase says, God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in times of trouble. Because love always perseveres, let us continue to walk in love and expand God's kingdom on the earth. Let our hearts continually beat with love for God and others. Lord, teach us what real love is and help us, Father, to be loving people. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you that as we look to walk in love this year, we will receive a revelation of your depth of love toward us. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your love for us never ends and never fails. Father, that we are more than conquerors because of your love to us. Thank you, Father, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from your love. Thank you because of your steadfast love, Father, our lips will praise you. Thank you, Father, that as we desire to expand your kingdom in the earth this year, we will not be anxious about our life, what we will eat or what we will drink, nor about our body, what we will put on, for you care for us. Father, we confess according to Luke chapter 10, verse 27, that we love you with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and with all our minds. Because of your love, Father, towards us, we can walk in love towards others. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that the love of you that has been poured forth into our heart by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Thank you, Father, for that love. Therefore, we have the power to show the love of you, God, to our fellow man. We thank you for this powerful witness of love to show the world. And you said, Father, in your word, that they would know us by our love one for another. Thank you, Father, that your love abides in us. Therefore, we are patient and long-suffering, long-tempered, and long-forbearance in our new nature. Hallelujah. The old man has passed away, and the new man, our new nature, is here. We declare we continue to show ourselves your love in and through us in every situation, in the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen and amen. This morning, I've been talking about love. We all know about Valentine's Day and what people give to express love. And this morning, if you feel disconnected from this love, do not know the God of this love, I invite you to invite Jesus into your life. I'd like to invite you this morning to get to know the God who loves us with an everlasting love. And again, you can get to know God, our God, through his precious Son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, you and I, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life, which means life in heaven with God forever. John 3:16 says, God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save them which were lost. God, our Father, he wants to have a love relationship with you. And all you have to do is to invite his precious son, Jesus, into your heart. Revelations 3:20 says, behold, God is standing at the door of your heart and knocking. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to have a love relationship with you. So I invite you to invite Jesus in this morning. And it's very simple, very simplistic. It's a very simple prayer. And I invite you now to pray that prayer with me. Repeat after me. Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I've done many, many things wrong. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Thank you for sending your precious Son, Jesus, to redeem me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sin. Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart and be my Savior. Amen. If you prayed this prayer this morning, I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the family of God, into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, glory, glory to God. And what is next? As you have become a member of the family of God, to get connected. And if you will do four simple things and do them consistently, I can promise you that your life will forever be changed. First and foremost, read your Bible and get a Bible that you can understand. Because when you can understand the Word of God, you will do the Word of God. As you read your Bible every day, God will be speaking to you. Hallelujah, glory, glory to God. And then secondly, you want to talk to God. As you've been listening to me talk with you this morning, you want to talk to God. Talk to God like you heard me talk to you. Talk to God like you talk to a family member, like you talk to a friend, a coworker, a colleague. Talk to God. He would love to hear from you ongoing throughout the day. He wants a love relationship with you. He wants to develop an intimate relationship with you. And as you talk with him and he talks with you, because you will be reading your Bible, learning about the very character of your Father, how much he loves you, oh, that you would know how long and wide, how high and deep is his love for you. And you will get to know that as you read your Bible. And then get connected with a Bible teaching church. If you don't have a church at this point, I would recommend the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry to you. And it's very easy to get connected with the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. You can go out to the website, lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. There is a plethora of information out there to help you to begin developing and growing up into your full salvation in Christ Jesus. And then the other thing to do, the fourth thing, is to connect with like-minded people. Connect with like-minded people. And Apostle Bradford in the introduction shared with you that this prayer call happens every day, Monday through Saturday. There is a rich word that goes at 6 a.m. And then also a Monday through Friday, there is prayer 12 noon, and then again at 9 p.m. And then there is Sunday service virtually, and then the Wealth Kingdom University. So as you get connected with like-minded people, as you hear the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God, you will grow in the things of God. Your life will forever be changed, and you will be an effective witness for our Father here in the earth, compelling people to turn to him, for it is later, much later than we think, and he is soon and soon to come, a soon to return king. It has been my privilege to share a word with you this morning. Let us continue to walk in love everywhere we go. Let us continue to show love everywhere we are. Lord, teach us what real love is and make us loving people. Everyone have a simply, simply amazing day in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.